This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
A lot of my friends getting engaged. My best friend just got engaged to a DJ. I'm like, oh, I did not realize that they texted back. She got engaged to a professional disc jockey. Do you know how hard that is? That is like climbing the Mount Everest of dating. Do you have any idea how many women have tried to climb the summit of that mountain and have died? Their hair blew and gotten terrible infinity tattoos? Now I had to figure out what to do with my last name. When I got married, it's a very tricky situation. It's 2020, you know, I didn't know what to do. Because on the one hand, it's like, I'm a feminist. I want to keep my maiden name. But on the other hand, it's like, oh, I'm a sucker for a rebranding. And mama needs a makeover. So I didn't know what to do. I turned to everyone's favorite rebranding icon, Kim Kardashian West, and I just decided to copy her. She took his last name, put it at the end of hers, boom, Kim Kardashian West. So that's what I did. I took his last name, popped it at the end of mine, and now I am officially Esther Steinberg Garden Swartz. And I think it has a ring to it. And that ring is people calling me because they think I'm a law firm. So it's cute. When I was planning my wedding, it was a headache. There's a lot of shit you have to do and plan. And I just didn't have it in me to have like a gorgeous, Pinteresty, adorbsy wedding. And so every time someone asked me, they're like, so what? How do you want your wedding to be? And I tried to make it easy on myself. I was like, you know what? I just want to do like a traditional Jewish wedding, just like a traditional wedding. They're like, what kind of flowers? I'm like, traditional, you know, like I want the vibe to be Fiddler on the Roof, you know, traditional. I ended up going down a rabbit hole of all these like Jewish traditions. I did everything. We did a mikvah. We had a hora. We even had a yichud room. A yichud room. You know, it's legit because it's got the like in the middle of the word. Right in the middle, Yehudarim, thank you for asking. It is, it's kind of like the rabbi's office, and it's where you go, you say your I do's, the bride and groom kiss, and then they go in the Yehudarim where they fuck. And then they go to the dance floor and dance with their parents. So that is the Yehud room. And everyone I talked to was like, oh my gosh, Esther, people don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore. The Yehud room is like an ancient tradition. It's a thing of the past. No one fucks in the Yehud room, okay? You eat, because there's not a lot of time to eat during the reception, so you eat. And I was like, excuse me, I said I wanted a traditional wedding, okay? I'm doing it traditional, by the book. I will fuck in the Yehud room. I don't care if we have to push back the wedding, okay? You can fuck up the timeline because I will fuck in the Yehud room until I come. I will squirt on the Megillah. Right on Haman's name. I don't give a shit. I'm fucking in the Yehud room.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.